welcome to episode 206 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, everybody.
Dylan Rausch.
Hola.
And Gabe Philbin.
Yo.
Guys, hello. Video games.
Video games.
Yeah.
I guess crazy thing.
Did we tell anyone that we didn't have a podcast last week? Did we even tweet about it?
So I was just gonna like subtly carry that over into the new one of like, hey, I asked for questions on like Tuesday last week. We're recording on Sunday, 5 days later. Gotcha.
it was accidentally that it happened. Like, yeah, we've been having to adjust our recording day because Gabe decided he wanted to go back to school or something stupid like that.
Yeah, sorry about that. It hurts me more than it hurts you.
And then there were Destiny raids and just stuff happens.
Yeah. So it's been Monday was our recording night and now that absolutely can't happen. And then it's just a bunch of bouncing around. Okay, well, which night? maybe we've settled on Sunday. I don't know.
We'll see how this goes.
Should be Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I hate this already.
Well, because like I was out at Fozzie's because Erica and Sean are in town.
Yeah. It was a weird weekend to start doing it on Sunday with people visiting Seattle.
Yeah. And I've got like midterms due tomorrow that I've like barely started. So I've got to do that right when we stop.
You're just like Dal.
Yeah, he brought some work over to Fozzie's place to try to get it done, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, hey, this kids don't procrastinate.
No, you got to learn how to deal with it.
See, on my end, I've got cheesecake to worry about. It's in my fridge.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah,
I'm like real full right now. We had some pizza, and we had like this. Oh God, it smells like wet dog food in here. What's going on? Oh, how could you this happen poop? To me? Yep, that's it. That's got to be it. Stop everything. Oh, God, that's terrible. I should close my window. Dal got this, like, root beer stuff that is beer, but it's just... It doesn't taste like beer at all. It's just root beer.
Oh, you're talking... Oh, wait.
Oh, that sounds good.
Is that not your father's root beer?
No.
Oh, so it's not alcoholic.
No, it is.
Oh, it is.
It is. It's like 5.8%.
It might be not your father's root beer.
Yeah, I think it is not your father's, because that's the real popular one that's been floating around now. It's like 5.9.
5.8, but yeah, you know, who's splitting hairs? I'll look up the packaging. Maybe that is it, and I just can't remember.
Okay.
I'm dumb. But yeah, so I was just over at Fozzie's, watching some football and some wrestling simultaneously. That was an interesting crossover. And... yeah, that's pretty much all I've done today is just watch football with people, which I have not watched football since the Super Bowl. I have not watched football at all this year. So, you know, breaking new boundaries.
Is that it, Gabe?
Let's take a look. No.
Oh.
No, it didn't.
That one's 5.9.
Like yeah. See, ours was 5.8, so, you know, big difference.
Yeah.
Dal got the cheap stuff. Yeah. Dal babied us. Didn't think we could hang. But, other than that, this weekend, I don't know what other games I've played. I don't think I played much this weekend other than I finished up Life is Strange. The fifth episode came out on Tuesday last week. And, man, that fifth episode was something.
And didn't it get really weird?
It was great. Like, whew. Like that made the series like real fucking good. Of it did such a good job. It was like the whole game is all kind of like wish fulfillment of just like rewinding and making like picking exactly what you want, and the end of it just like makes you feel so goddamn small, and just like it like dangles wish fulfillment in front of your face and just says, yo, fuck your dreams. This is life, and it's strange, motherfuckers. And yeah, that I'm very, very happy with how that turned out. I made a poor choice at the end, and I stuck with it, and that tore away at me. Other video games, been going through Metal Gear Solid 5 for some footage, and breaking news: I found out this week that there's a typo on the arm. The Metal Gear Solid 5 collector's arm. mm-hmm. where they spell latch with two T's. So, so start signing petitions to Konami because this just will not do.
There's the typo on the special edition PS4 as well.
But what game is this?
Metal Gear.
Oh.
Yeah, the arm has like a little label on it that says forearm holding lever latch.
Oh, neat.
So, I just saw that and that was dumb. That was a very Capcom thing. Very reminiscent of that. Capcom hasn't misspelled something in a while. It's about time. That needs to change soon. Other than that, I don't know what other games we're doing. Just a lot of Destiny. Destiny, Metal Gear, and Life is Strange.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Life is Strange. Big, big, big fan.
Big fan.
Big, big, big.
Ryan, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing, baby?
Well, last weekend, I picked up both Transformers Devastation and Yoshi's Woolly World. And so I have been playing those.
Yeah, I bought that too and haven't touched it.
Really? I guess I can start with Transformers. It's paced really weird, but I guess that's part of it being a platinum game. Like, it even does, like, the S rank, A rank, B rank. Like, it ranks you after every encounter, seemingly. Mm-hmm. And it's really weird. Like, you'll just, like, be going through the level, and you'll run into some dudes, and then you fight them. And then it's, like, level complete. And then it gives you a grade. And it's, like, that was a level. That was a mission. Like, it's just really weirdly set up and broken down. But it looks really cool. The fighting is pretty good. The boss battles are kind of shitty at times, depending on which one it is. Like, some of them have been fine, but there's one where you have to fight the Constructicons, I guess is what they're called. It's all like construction equipment, and they combine into one giant robot called Devastator. But you can't, for like half the battle, you're just blindly hitting buttons because the camera has done something weird, or you're like behind a leg, or like it just never focuses right, and you constantly can't see your character, and you know the enemy's huge and like halfway out of the screen half the time, and so it becomes like it gives you a little warning like right before an attack comes, so you like you see the warning, you know the attack's coming, but then you still have to watch the attack and time your dodge, because it does the witch time thing, like Bayonetta did. So, like, when you time a dodge, everything slows down, and you can, like, punch stuff.
It's the fucking best.
Yeah. And it's cool, but it's, like, on some of those boss battles, it becomes very difficult because you can't see what the hell's going on. It has guns in it, so, like, you have sometimes where, like, some enemies where you have to shoot them, and it is god-awful. The shooting is real bad. But luckily it is very, very rarely used. But overall, I mean, it's been pretty fun. It's just weird to play, I guess, after the other Transformers games. It's weird to play one that is essentially a brawler. You're just fighting, you know, it's like, well, I guess there's weapon combat, but it's all melee combat. And then it's got like a leveling up system for like weapons and characters, but it doesn't really give you any reason to switch characters, because one starts leveling up, and if you switch to another one, you're basically starting over. And same with like weapons, like you can feed weapons to other weapons and like power them up. So I guess with your like if you switch characters, you could power up their weapons by just throwing a bunch of smaller, weaker weapons into it. But I like the character itself doesn't level up at all. And then there's also like the achievements are set up so that you get an achievement for completing all the missions with this character and then this character. So it seems like it almost kind of prompts you to just play through it multiple times, which I don't know that I would do, but still a pretty fun game. Not the best, but it's been entertaining.
Is that a full price?
It was $50.
Oh, okay.
So not quite.
For some reason in my head, like I had the 40.
It might have been. I don't remember. I'd have to go look at the receipt. Yeah, I'm not totally sure. I know it wasn't 60. But, so yeah, so I've been playing that. And then also Yoshi. So, I wasn't sure if I was going to get that when I walked into the store that day, but then they had the one with the yarn amiibo. So I was like, okay, well, then I guess I'll get
that
it.
That thing's pretty big, right?
It's about the same size as a normal amiibo.
Really? Oh, I thought I saw it like up against other amiibos, and it was like 3 or 4 times the size.
It's
they look way bigger.
No, it's not very big. Unless there's some out there that I don't know about, but that's not the one that came with the
game. Maybe it's just a Yarn Yoshi, not the Yarn Yoshi amiibo.
Maybe, yeah. So it's, I mean, it's a Mario type platformer. It seems a lot simpler than like it has not been very difficult. But I see, like, it's got the Miiverse thing in it, too, and I see a lot of the drawings. Today I saw, because at the start of every level, it'll put 3 Miiverse drawings across the screen while it's loading.
Oh, that's a recipe for disaster.
Right. Today I saw one that said, it's one where they took a bunch of, like, Yoshi stamps and just, like, stamped them all over and then wrote over the top of it, fuck. And then the next one was the same, and it said swag. And then the last one was just some weird drawing that said Yoshi, and like someone wrote the word Yoshi. So across my, I tried to get a picture of it, but it switched before I could get my camera out.
I fucking love the Miiverse.
Across my screen, it just said fuck swag Yoshi.
Like, I just remember my biggest attraction to like the Wii U after I got it, like the thing I wanted to do the most. I just sat in the Miiverse and I just looked at people's postings.
Right. Yeah,
like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in a video game.
I do see a lot of posts in there about people talking about how hard the game is, and I haven't experienced that yet. I don't know if it gets harder. I'm not super far. Like, I finished the first world. I've gotten partway through the second. And so far, like, the only thing that's been like even kind of difficult is finding like all the little hidden things throughout, because each level has 5 little, like, yarn. It's not even a ball, like, you know, those, like, when you buy it at the store and it's like a little link, like rectangular shaped thing or cylinder of yarn. There's 5 of those hidden in every level, and if you find all 5, you get a new Yoshi that you can use. It's really just like a visual thing, like a, you know, like a costume or a skin. So like finding those, it has been kind of the hardest thing, but that's not, doesn't make the game challenging. But it's, you know, it's cute, it's fun. I'm just hoping it gets a little more difficult. You said you haven't played it at all, Javi?
No, not at all.
If it's anything like Kirby's Epic Yarn, I don't think it'll be too trying.
No, yeah. From what I've heard, it's only hard if you're trying to get all the collectibles in each level. Otherwise, they're all pretty easy to get through.
Yeah, yeah, and that's kind of how it's felt is, and even then it's not, like I said, so far the collectibles, it hasn't been anything challenging, it's just been, did you trigger the right thing to open the other thing that lets you find the last piece you're looking for? There's a lot of, like, and it kind of guides you, like, sometimes you'll see some coins up there or something that you want to go get, but, like, there's a lot of them that are triggered by, oh, I just happened to walk through the right spot, and then this little, like it'll have these little, I guess they're like little clouds with mushroom emblems on them, if I recall right, that's what they look like, and you have to, like, throw a ball of yarn at them, and then they do something, they trigger something in the world, and there's a lot of them that are, like, ghosted, and so you can't see them until you do something that makes them appear, and sometimes it's just walking past them, but they're in a weird location that you might not go to if you're just going A to B, complete the world. So it's a lot of just, like, exploring and, like, jumping up in weird little nooks and seeing what happens. But yeah, so far it has not been very difficult. So yeah, so that's what I've been doing.
Have you played any more Super Mario Maker?
No, I keep thinking about it. Like, I really want to go start it up, but I'm like, I don't know, I was playing Yoshi today, so I haven't jumped back into that. And it's not going to get any easier to do that because Halo 5 comes out on Tuesday.
I still don't know if I'm going to get that.
I went ahead and pre-ordered it last week. It shipped tonight, so it should be here Tuesday.
It's like, I'm real curious about that kind of MOBA mode that it has.
Mm-hmm.
See how that works.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's got a cool shoulder charge that I've seen that looks real fucking cool.
I'm honestly super interested in the story. I'm really curious what's going on. And having read a bunch of the books and obviously played all the games, and I've been listening to that Hunt the Truth radio show, like, yeah, I'm pretty curious what's going on in the story. So I'm looking forward to playing some more Halo. I know that Fozzie and Harris are getting it, and so I think we're going to try to go through the campaign in co-op.
Okay.
See how that goes.
If there's one extra spot, then...
Yeah. All right. We'll see. Yeah. We'll get... I mean...
Okay, I'll get it. Okay.
Yay! Just
twist my arm. Twist my arm.
So I imagine that's what I'm going to be doing Tuesday night, is playing some Halo 5. Assuming the network works. Who knows? So yeah, that's been my video game week.
Oh, I don't know if you guys saw, I forgot to mention, in time spent at Fozzie's, but we dyed Sean's hair.
Oh, I did see some stuff on Twitter.
And you know, seeing it today, I don't think it turned out too bad.
No, man, it looks good.
It spread out nice, like, you know, he looks like Bodhi.
Looks good.
You know, okay, it's not quite Bodhi, but...
It is.
But, fuck, I wish I was there when Erica woke up, because Erica was, like, dead asleep for all of this. Somehow sleeping through everyone screaming about dying Sean's hair.
Where did y'all dye it?
In Fozzie's bathroom.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't... I was like, oh, no, did Javi's neighbors come over and yell at you again?
No, I have an eight-minute video of Dub preparing the dye and then starting to put it in.
Reminds me of the time that I passed out and woke up... Or I woke up after drinking and realized my hair got straightened.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why did he dye his hair?
Well, here's a picture of how he looked afterwards, and you'll understand why he dyed his hair.
Well,
for those who can't see the Skype call, Bobby just linked a picture of Patrick Swayze.
That makes a lot of sense. He does look pretty good.
Exactly.
No, for real though, why did he dye?
We went to QFC pretty like there already, like we were all feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how, like, I thought it was a joke.
It's because Dub and Sean fucking love Point Break, and we were walking around the grocery store and Sean and Dub were taking forever, and we're like, what are they doing? Turns out they were in the aisle with all the hair dye and they were picking out the right Bodhi color for Sean to dye his hair. So there you go.
Boy, that is
just I wish something. I saw Erica wake up and just see Sean's hair be that fucking color.
What color is it?
Hold it's on. Like there's a good
orangey
picture of it dry.
Blonde.
Try to but find it.
At the time, when we first put it in, there was just like one spot on his head that actually took and it looked blonde. Everything else still was like Sean dark brown hair, and we're like, gonna be terrible. And then I don't know how, the magic of science, but it ended up like drying out and like evening out pretty well.
Yeah,
y'all have never bleached a head before.
Yeah, you'd think we've never dyed somebody's hair before the way we were acting.
Have you?
No.
Okay.
I have.
Was it yours?
Well,
did you frost them tips?
I had a friend who was like bleaching their hair once, and I like took some of the bleach and just put it in bits of my hair just to see. And since I have black hair, it takes really long, so I left it in there like double as long. It's still only turned bronze, but yeah, I've messed around with that before. I think I've even helped my mom at one point when I was a kid. So, there's my long history of hair dyeing.
A storied history, indeed. Uh-huh.
I dyed my hair black once.
How'd that go?
It was fine.
Yeah.
So, Dylan, what's you been up to?
I played a lot of fucking Witcher.
I've been seeing that.
I think that's the only game I played in the last, 4 days. I might have put in, an hour or two of Destiny with you and Surge.
But how witchy was it?
It was pretty fucking witchy.
Yeah.
I still maintain it's probably the best game to come out this year.
And I ain't gonna play it for a while. Just kind of accepting that.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Yeah. I still think
Phantom Pain's really fucking good, too.
This is true. I fucking fell asleep recording Phantom Pain, and I just woke up, and there's a 4.5-hour video file, 300-plus gigs of just a pause screen, and man, that sucked.
I watched a lot of horror movies, too. That's the only other thing I was really doing.
Yeah, Javi, have we talked about what you did yet? I don't know if we've gotten to
you. No, we haven't gotten to
you yet. No, because you saw some movies. That's just what made me think of that.
I did. Okay. Yeah, we saw... wait, are you done? Is everybody done?
Yeah, right, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we saw a double feature. Well, we made our own double feature, but we saw Crimson Peak and Goosebumps.
Oh, you saw Goosebumps?
Yeah. Goosebumps is... It was good. It was... surprisingly funny, really, really funny. It kept subverting, it kept going down a route that's typical of kids, kids movies, and then just flipping on its head and making it kind of hysterical.
Jack Black tour de force.
Dude, Jack Black's so fucking funny in that movie. Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
He plays R.L. Stein.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good start.
They're running away from monsters at one point, and the kids all squeeze through this fence, and Jack Black can't fit through, and he's like, I can't do it, go on without me. And one of the kids is like, all right, see you later, and he just runs away. He's like, oh, you damn kid, you're not supposed to take somebody up on that offer, what's wrong with you? the game or the movie has a lot of funny parts. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a pretty solid kids movie, but it did have some dips where it's kind of boring or whatever, but it was good. And then Crimson Peak is weird. That movie's...
Which one is Crimson Peak?
It's a Guillermo del Toro movie. There's a bunch of ads for it.
Did he direct it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's that chick from Alice in Wonderland, and she's in this creepy house, and there's ghosts.
Oh, and Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah. So, it's basically a love story, but it's really twisted and fucked up. I have a hard time recommending this movie because I kind of enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it, but I don't think most people would, because it's, first of all, it's pretty boring. The whole first chunk is a lot of pointless Victorian dialogue about writing and this and that, and it's all very romantic and ridiculous. I don't know, but there's not much going on for a long time, and then there's just little splashes of violence, and it's hardcore violence. It's high tension, if you've ever seen that movie.
Oh god.
Yeah, it's holy shit, Jesus. Where did that come from? But and then the story is really twisted and fucked up, and I don't know, I had a good time. It was a cool, unique experience. It's not, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if anybody didn't like it. I could totally understand. But yeah, so I like Crimson Peak. So it was a good night. Two pretty cool movies. Otherwise, I played more Disney Infinity. I got this Toy Box Speedway thing, which is basically Mario Kart for Disney Infinity. Mm-hmm. And so I 100%ed that. It got gold medals and all the Grand Prix, and then did all the speed runs, and then all the, there's like a mode that's like Mario Kart where you have weapons, and there's a mode where you are straight up racing, and then there's time trials. So I did all three of those for every track. And then I finished off the both of the playsets for Star Wars over the weekend. So yeah, now it's time to like play the proper game and learn about how, because there's so many different gameplay styles in Disney Infinity in the new one. Like there's, you have a sidekick, which is this little you can choose anybody. So let's say you like Iron Man, you could have this little baby Iron Man that's your sidekick, and you level them up and you get them different gear that makes them more powerful or more, have more defense or whatever. And so you can bring them on quests with you, and they're like your sidekick. And then another factor in that is you can farm. So you have your sidekick planting stuff, and it's all RNG. But like, I think the more you do it, the better they get at it, and they get better gear for farming. And then you get rarer and rarer stuff that upgrades them. So there's, and it, you literally plant a farm with different plants and stuff. But and then there's the interiors and all this stuff. So I have a lot to dive into in there. But it's kind of bittersweet, though. I'm done with all the play sets. Well, not Inside Out. I still have to do Inside Out. But yeah, so that's basically all I've been playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it news time?
Whatever happened. I don't think anything really went down.
Nothing happened. Is
again,
it question
I mean, time? I mean, shit, like, we're just kind of in, like, a news slump. I mean, other than, I think, like, the biggest thing, which isn't even, like, a confirmed, is just the NX development or software development kits have been sent out to publishers. And if that's happening now, it's probably...
Yeah, they're talking about, like, late 2016.
2 years down.
So that's what's
not
funny.
2016.
That's what the last thing I read said, but yeah.
I just can't imagine that if, like, yeah, things are just getting... Unless it's, like, a report that, like, information, like, I don't know, took a while to get there. Because a year and a half is not...
So I was on the same page as you guys.
It's
and then I watched... I was thinking, no, they can't have the NX come out next holiday. It's not enough time. And then there's the latest Kyle Bossman episode. Is just him fanboying out about the NX. And he's pleading his case for, like, why it's definitely coming out next holiday. And actually, he kind of swayed me. He's talking about how, like, yes, the Wii, you know, people started getting dev kits 2 years earlier or a year and a half earlier, so that wouldn't match. Like, there's not enough time for third party support. But he was talking about how every single game that Nintendo's putting out this year is a B team or C team. Like,
yeah, they're all placeholders, basically.
Yeah, you got Yoshi's Woolly World, you got freaking Mario Tennis, you know, you got Animal Crossing, Home Designer, Animal Crossing Party, whatever it's called. All these games are not the big guns, right? And they're holding off. Even Star Fox got delayed, and Zelda they didn't talk about. So he basically was saying, like, it seems like Star Fox, yes, probably got delayed so that they could polish it and finish it, but also it's something to, like, feed people, you know, throughout next year. But the A teams have to be working on something. You know, there's got to be a Mario that's there. There's got to be Zelda. Zelda is probably going to be on both.
We do this every time.
I know.
And because there hasn't been, like, a Mario years.
He mentioned that there's two departments to Nintendo. There's the handheld department and the console department. And they used to be in separate buildings. But over the last year, they put them together. So now the handheld teams and the console teams are in the same place, and they're collaborating. So that makes sense if the NX is both, which it sounds like. All these pieces are in place to where you can make a case for why it could come out next year, where that makes sense.
And, like, if you think, I think, like, for a Nintendo console to, like, have a good shot at being successful, you know, if it launches with, like, new Mario, maybe the port for the Zelda game,
right?
Metroid.
Metroid would be big.
That's the elusive one that just will never exist. Right. Like we say
that's
every time.
It's not going to happen. They're never making Metroid ever again. It's done.
Yeah.
Another interesting point he made was that, if you look at what was in the PS3 when it launched, it's not even close to the same like quality or caliber of tech that's in the PS4's tech, like in its time and place, is not even close to what was in the PS3, right? Like the PS3 was so cutting edge, full of all the gadgets and doodads that you could, like, at the time, right? It was as expensive as it could be. And the Wii obviously was not. It was basically a GameCube. But what he was getting at with that is that it's easy to not notice that the PS4 and the Xbox One, while they are definitely more powerful than the PS3 and Xbox 360, they're not cutting edge, not even close to like what, you know, high end PCs were, or to like what the PS3 was when it launched, right? Like it's just not
right. The like same. The gains were not the same,
right? So with that in mind, it's not crazy to assume that the NX will be right up there with the Xbone and the PS4, like as far as power, because they kind of did what the Wii did, but we don't notice because fidelity's not that big a leap anymore, you know. So I think that's an interesting point. I don't know if that's technically true or not, but
I am kind of curious to see how a new Halo is going to look on these systems, like compared to last gen.
Right.
So that, I guess I'll find out Tuesday.
Yeah, I haven't really watched any Halo stuff, so that's interesting.
Yeah, I haven't.
It looks different. It looks different. Just like art style in general. Like Halo 4 was like a slight departure, but Halo 5, like, you know, they're doing their own thing.
343 is really putting their stamp on this one.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm cool with that.
Do something different.
Yeah, because I mean, Bungie was never, at least in the Halo games, visually, it looked good, but like the art style was never anything to write home about.
Yeah, yeah, there's never anything distinct.
Yeah, it was the gameplay that was what hooked everyone in. Like they were really good at building a great shooter. Right. But yeah, visually, like the game looked good. Like it graphically, it looked good, but the art was whatever.
I think ODST was like the first kind of like stylized thing. Like ODST felt like it had an identity,
right?
Where the other Halos were kind of whatever.
yeah. Did you guys hear about this Fallout beer?
Yeah. No. It's like a lager, though.
Yeah,
right?
They're making some kind of refreshing, zesty, hoppy taste and floral aroma. A Pilsner lager with Fallout brand on it. It just says Fallout beer. Apparently you can't get it in the U.S., though. So that's a little disappointing. I mean, I'm sure it's probably not great, but I'd be willing to order some.
So here's a question for you guys. Did you know that there's a new Assassin's Creed out?
Yeah, that kind of like snuck up. I was like, oh. And like they started
showing the
commercials.
It's been about a year, dudes.
The Syndicate came out on Friday. Like it was like
they started showing all the commercials, and I was like, did they talk about this setting? Like, it's London's Industrial Revolution, right? And I kind of remember someone saying, like, hey, they should do that. And then now there's a game that's that. So,
from what I've read and seen, and
apparently
heard people
it's
say,
good.
It's like a good Assassin's Creed. You know, it's still like buggy and stuff, like Assassin's Creed always is. But, you know. Especially when you're coming after Unity, which was just like a total fuck up.
Well, I was gonna say Unity was a year ago, so
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's time for a new Assassin's Creed,
right?
You know, each year is just like until I think Saturday, I didn't even know Syndicate was coming out. Like now,
you know what else is out on Friday or came out on Friday? It was Zelda, Triforce Heroes.
Oh shit!
Is that actually out?
Yeah.
I have it on my. I had it pre-installed, and then like Friday, we were at the movie theater, and I opened up my DS, and it's like you can now use Triforce Heroes. I'm like, oh shit, that's out.
Is it? Have you played it?
No, I don't have time. I've been playing Disney Infinity. I just don't have time for these games.
I've heard that it's like cool. Like I read some stuff about it. I knew it was coming soon because I guess I don't know if it was. I remember it was a review, like a full review I read or what, but it was like, it's fun with multiple people, but...
I've heard that, like the, of course the developer's going to say this, but he said that some people in the staff like really prefer playing by yourself. And it becomes more of a just like, straight up puzzle game than co-op, mm-hmm. you know, kind of thing. Because the other two Links are basically dolls that you can place wherever you want, wherever you need them, and then you just kind of solve the puzzle on your own. Right. But yeah, I was actually really bummed out because me and Rachel were very excited to play through a Zelda together, and you can't do two player. You only do one or three.
What?
It sucks.
That's dumb. It really sucks.
Yeah.
All or nothing.
Like, why? It's more likely that you'll have a significant other to play with rather than fucking three people.
No, everyone's got some freaky three-way shit going.
Yeah, exactly.
Polygamy's in this year, man.
Yeah. I guess that's why it's called Try. Because there's three of them.
Uh-huh. No. Oh. Oh, I thought you meant the other thing.
No. Anyways, yeah, I haven't played that, so I have nothing to say about it, but it is out.
Mm. Yeah. Shit, there was something else I just thought of, and now I... Oh, do you guys get your Star Wars tickets?
Apparently.
Oh, we did. Fozzie's got them.
Nice.
Unfortunately, not going to the assigned seating one, so we got to show up a few hours early.
Yeah, but that was something I really wanted. So I.
That's such a bummer.
I am down for that. Let's make it an event. Have our 3DSs. Just chill out for 2 hours or so.
I sat down trying to order them, and everything crashed. I'm sure you guys know everything fucking crashed. Like, Fandango was down. I was trying to get to the Alamo Drafthouse website. It kept crashing. Finally, after over an hour of like trying to get through, like just going and refreshing every now and then, like I was watching football or something at the same time. That's right, because it started during Monday Night Football. And then I get a text message from my buddy Canopy. He's like, "Hey, I got two tickets. You coming with me?" I was like, "Well, that makes that a lot easier." Like, "Yeah, man, I'm in." So I don't know that he got reserved seating, but I went ahead and bought tickets for the next day too that are assigned seats at Alamo Drafthouse. By like 1:30 or so, everything had kind of calmed down, so I was able to like just hop in there and buy them, which was also funny because they did shove all their because their shit kept breaking, they shoved everything to Fandango, so I thought that was kind of funny seeing how that was broken most of the night. But
the theater near Javi and I, like, that apparently like rather famously had people like camping out for almost a month for the Phantom Menace, has a marathon of all six movies starting at 1 a.m. on Thursday.
Man, I know.
Nope. We're going to do that with Surge at home.
Yeah, Surge hasn't seen any, so we're going to watch them.
Like, I did the Batman, like the three of them at a theater, and that was god-awful. Like, that was rough. Just not even say whatever you want about the quality of movies. It didn't matter. It's hard to sit there for that long.
It's funny because I remember because you had I don't know if you'd seen any of them before that, but I remember asking which one was your favorite, and you're like, definitely the first one. I think it's probably because you were so fucking worn out.
Yeah, the time. Yeah, that was the only one I was fully like. Honestly, the third one was staying awake was rough. My friend Kyle just fell asleep completely. He was just done. Yeah, that was a rough 3 or 9 hours, whatever it was. Way too long. way too long.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't imagine doing that.
No. Yeah, doing it at home is easier because then if you decide that you want to stop and maybe pick it up the next day, you can. And also, you didn't spend money to do it. You just have those movies, I assume. So, yeah.
It's crazy that all six Star Wars films is sold out on Amazon. Like you can't like
really.
It's probably because of the trailer.
Yeah, like, so everyone wants to do what you're gonna do.
Yeah. I think it's time to buy them, and I was like, oh my god, they're sold out.
Apparently, Disney's gonna re-release the original cuts on Blu-ray
Fuck yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Without all the George Lucas bullshit in there.
That's going to sell out even faster.
Right.
Yeah. Good luck. Yeah. I was thinking about, you know how everybody's so offended when Lucas went back and changed the fucking ghost at the end of Jedi.
Did you just see Justin Doss just posted a picture of that on Facebook? Right as you were saying that, I'm looking at a picture where he posted that. It says the worst part of Return of the Jedi.
Wow. That's serendipity. No, but I was just thinking about it could have been much worse. He could have digitally put fucking Anakin's head in, like when he took the helmet off and put fucking Hayden Christensen, like with old man makeup.
Oh god, that would have been awful.
Just erase that actor from existence.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's so dumb. I'm shocked that he didn't do that. Yeah. Apparently, Mark Hamill was asked to like record voiceover, some extra voiceover for something, and he was like, "Hell no." Which probably explains why he didn't play himself in the Disney Infinity, which is a shame. But
yeah,
I'm debating whether or not I should buy the digital version on Amazon. Then I wouldn't have to swap discs, and I would always have it available. But then I wouldn't have the case, which is cool. I don't know. It's still $90. I don't want to spend $90 on digital movies.
That's crazy. $90 for digital fucking movies.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Are we with Serge? Are we gonna go through like 1, 2, and 3, or are we just gonna do the edited?
Let's do the Phantom edit. I don't know. It's up to him. But I think Phantom edit's the best choice. So that turns them into one movie?
Yeah.
Is it watchable?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It skips Baby Annie, right? Yep.
No, I think you guys have to do it in its terrible original form.
Yeah, because he's not going to see pod racing. There's no pod racing.
Well, so I think one of like
the... He won't understand why we hate him.
Well, one of like the really fun things about a Phantom edit is knowing what is getting turned into what you're watching.
Exactly. Like knowing, so you got to watch the original first and then...
And yeah, we won't be able to do all three in a day, though.
No. No. Well, we could do... Yeah, we could do three in a day.
Oh,
we
God.
Didn't we do 4 Mission Impossible movies in one day?
We did 3 Mission Impossible
movies. How many Spy Kids movies did we do in a day?
4. We did all 4.
See?
So or you did. I did
well,
all 4.
Yeah, you did all 4.
Only Harris and I were the ones that went the whole...
No one told me that was happening, and then I just jumped on in the middle, so...
Man, that day was fucking magical. I want that again. I'll find something. I do have the Spy Kids trilogy on Blu-ray. I forgot I got that.
Is that... That's not sold out on Amazon?
Oh, shit. It might be now. I see you guys might be out of luck. Sold out after that one copy sold. So should we get into questions?
Yep.
Sure.
I should have waited to ask that because I didn't have it ready on my phone.
You fool.
It'll be there shortly.
We'll wait here a second.
Yeah. Don't worry about me. Mm-hmm. Pay no mind.
This old man just ain't what he used to be. You got it yet?
Yeah. Okay. I was waiting for you to finish that one.
I was just filling time.
Alex, Fistful of Crafts, what's your opinion on Broforce and will you get AC Syndicate? So Broforce, like, I think it came out. It was in, like, early access, but, like, pretty finished for a while. I have not played it. I have no idea what goes on in that game. But I think people like it.
Yeah, I've never played it. We get a lot of emails about it. But my friend Chuck said he's been playing it and he's really digging it, but I have not played it. So I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
It looks he said it kind of reminds him of Metal Slug.
Okay.
Old Neo Geo.
Oh, so what was that game that Rachel played the fuck out of?
Destiny?
No. That was kind of like Metal Slug.
Animal Crossing. No, sorry. It's what was it called? Suicide? Not Suicide Kings. Something Kings. Mercenary Kings.
Mercenary Kings. Yeah. Okay. That's something.
Yeah.
Wonder if it's anything like that.
So I just bought the Star Wars Digital Movie Collection.
The thing that was $90.
I did.
God damn it!
But think about it. now I don't have to carry it anywhere. I have the Star Wars collection and all the special features everywhere.
Where is it $90? Is that Amazon?
Yes.
That's insane.
It is insane. In the membrane.
That is nuts.
He's gone into the new age.
It's as if he has no brain.
I mean, I guess it's $15 a movie, which, like, isn't awful.
Yeah, they're $20 alone, like, for each.
Okay.
So
thought digital stuff was usually 10, but...
The savings.
Yeah, think of them. Wow. All those savings. And are you getting AC Syndicate? No.
Nope. Probably not, yeah. No, I don't see any reason to hop back into that.
It seems... I'm glad...
I'm glad it's good. Whoa. No? Go ahead.
I was gonna say, are you glad? I'm glad that, like, you know, it's not total trash and that, you know, Assassin's Creed fans are getting enjoyment out of it. But yeah, still, you know, it's Assassin's Creed, so I ain't about that life.
Yeah.
Right. Prototype, have any of you read the Kotaku story about the making of Destiny?
Yes. Yeah. It's awesome. It's
about exactly kind of, or not exactly, I don't know how much of a pinpoint you can put on the making of Destiny, but it's very believable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard it was really good. I have not read it yet.
Yeah, it's just a shame that, like, shit kind of exploded the way it did. And still, like, I was talking with Serge, was it today or yesterday, where I said, like, had Destiny come out with all the Taken King stuff and, like, the way it works today, I feel like it would still be disappointing.
Yeah. Right. Well, the only reason the Taken King is looked at as so great is because the initial game was so disappointing.
Not that. Yeah. Of just, like, anything more is, like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And, like, Taken King is good. Like, I'm very much enjoying Taken King. But... Yeah, like, had it been like this at the start, it would have been better for sure, and people wouldn't have been, like, quite as salty, but still.
It also wouldn't have had the legs that it has had. Like, the cold hard fact is that not getting a lot is what keeps people around.
I need it.
It's the same thing I said about Splatoon. Like, if we had all the modes and all the maps available from day one, no one would have been playing it.
Yeah, but they didn't charge you for it all.
Right. I mean, well, and I think that that's just a symptom of Destiny not being a subscription service. Like, that's their way to fund them constantly making content for it, is that you have to buy the bundle every couple months.
Yeah. But,
yeah. And also, those servers can't be cheap.
Next up, so did anyone buy tickets to The Force Awakens?
Yep.
I think everyone did.
Did you, Dylan?
Maybe two?
No.
No?
No, I'm not trying that hard to go see it. I'll see it eventually, but I don't care about opening day.
Yeah.
Fair enough. It's a festival for the restivals. I don't know.
It's like, I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, especially with the track record that the movies have, I'm going to wait. But I just don't like seeing movies opening night anyways, just because it's always a pain in the ass to get seats and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, like, I imagine there will be many aspects of that night that will be less than desirable. Like, watching the movie and people are like, ah!
I love that
but
shit.
Like, at the same time, like, I can kind of get into that. Like,
I did three hours for X-Men 2, and I'll never do that again.
You waited 3 hours?
Yep.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
I'll never do it again.
Yeah. I love that shit. If it's the right movie, if I don't know, the buzz in the air, the excitement. I think that there's very few moments where very few films or moments where, like, pop culture culminates and, you know, saturates that many people, where it's like the whole world's waiting for this, and you get to be a part of it, and I think that's fun. I liked waiting in line for one of the Harry Potters. That was pretty cool, and just. I don't know. And I think, like, the biggest movie release that I got like opening night release that and with the most excited crowd that I've been to was actually, I think it was Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, and you remember how disappointed we were after?
I loved Spider-Man 3. Like, it took a good couple months for me to succumb and be like, it took the movie coming out and me watching it then being like, I guess.
We did X-Men United as well, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
We did that with
X-Men United was like, we were walking down the aisles after the movie ended, and my brother was on the other aisle, and I was like, what the fuck was that?
I remember that, because we...
the fuck was that? I was so mad.
Wait,
which
is that
movie?
X3? Yeah, it's
X3.
Okay. Oh. I was so angry. But, no, Spider-Man 3, like...
Spider-Man 3, I believe the reaction at your apartment was... three of you guys really loved it, Matt hated it, and everyone else just didn't care.
Yeah. But, like, I remember I saw it with Ashley and Alana and Andrew, and, yeah, I think that, I don't know, but it was a great time. It was fun waiting in line. We were all really excited about it. The audience was super into it. It was, I don't know, it was an event, and I'm excited to do that again and go early and have our DSs and speculate, and then I hope it's good. And I think I was too young to do this with the prequels. I would have loved to do it with the prequels. I think the third one I did get to go see, but not opening night.
I saw episode three like the second day it came out.
Right.
And I at that time my initial gut reaction was, wow, this is way better than the others.
Yeah. Well,
it's the darkest of the three prequels.
It's the darkest of the three. Oh man! The second there's I was laughing my ass off.
I think it was just I wanted an action movie, and I got kind of an action movie.
Kind of, yeah. Oh, by the way, Disney Infinity has a like bizarro recreation of the Darth Maul fight on Naboo from Episode 1, and it's actually like more in it. It looks just like the movie, but. I feel like it's more engaging than the fucking movie, like, and it's just some
that's not hard.
Shitty children's cartoon version of it. But it was pretty fun. You got to like run down the hallway with the hologram walls or whatever. Like you're trying to time it right so you can run down. And he's like at the end of the hallway, like doing his little idle animation, waiting for you to finally make it there. It was cool. That was epic. But. Yeah, I don't know. I'm very, very excited about this Star Wars movie. I don't give a shit about the naysayers. I think it's going
to
be good.
I very much expect it to be Star Trek.
Mm.
But
well,
J.J. Abrams fits Star Wars a lot better than
he fits.
Keep
in mind
like
that Star Trek, I think it'll be Star Trek in the sense of the quality of how it was shot. But if you're talking story, like that was still Kurtzman and like those idiots from Lost that wrote the bad Spider-Man movies. Like they wrote both Star Trek movies as well. JJ, along with the dude from Empire, like they handcrafted this movie and like, he understands how big a deal and how like he doesn't want to fuck this up. This is the reason he makes movies. I think it'll be much better than Star Trek. Much, much better than Star Trek. But
I hope so. Like I like that first Star Trek movie.
I do too. I think it's great. It's simple. It's a great way to reboot it respectfully, which was cool.
I'm very excited to see new Star Wars that doesn't look to be total trash.
I hope it's good.
Also, did you see that article this week of Spielberg and Lucas saying video games will never be on the same level as movies with storytelling because the second a controller is in someone's hand, all empathy goes out the window and you just want to kill and kill and you can't tell a story.
Is that all?
That?
If you remember, Spielberg said at E3 when Project Natal was revealed that the controller is that last barrier.
He said that again in this thing. Yeah.
If you remember, these are also the two men behind Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Yes.
This is also true.
And I was thinking about that article today because fucking Lucas is sitting there talking about how, you know, video games can't tell stories because...
But plenty of CG can.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and like I'm literally playing a recreation of his prequels and it's more engaging emotionally and like it's more entertaining than his piece of shit films that he made.
Remember that great quote he had about special effects not like
They're a tool.
They're a tool to tell the story.
Yeah. Blah, not blah. A story in and of themselves. Yeah. You said it, buddy. Wait, you said that?
He really, yeah. really liked them.
Is that all the questions?
No, we got a few more.
Okay.
Well, since I asked for questions like 5 days ago, Prototype right. asked, who is rooting for the Cubs?
Aww.
Oh.
Doesn't matter anymore.
No. I'm sorry.
Put some money on the Cubbies.
Is anyone surprised that Fallout 4 is locked at 30 FPS on consoles? Nope. Locked.
Okay.
If it's locked, that is better than any other of the Fallout games ran on consoles. Right.
Yeah, I was going to say Fallout or Bethesda's track record to me doesn't scream like high FPS.
Yeah.
So
locked is
if it's
a good word.
Consistently at 30, then I'll consider that an improvement over anything
that
else
is,
they've done.
That is exceptional if it is locked at 30. Who has it worse, Alvin and the Chipmunks, the road chip, or Rise of the Tomb Raider?
The what? Both
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the road chip, or Rise of the Tomb Raider?
What do you mean has it
Who
worse?
Who has it worse?
I don't know. Well, Rise of the Tomb Raider comes out the same day as Fallout 4. I don't know about Alvin and the Chipmunks, the road chip.
I saw a trailer for Alvin and the Chipmunks, the road trip. when we saw Goosebumps.
Is that coming out the same day as Star Wars?
I hope so.
Oh my god, please say
Let me just tell you
double
that
feature
this movie,
day, right?
Let me paint the picture for this trailer for you guys. It is, what is that Bruno Mars song? Just watch, don't believe
me,
just watch. Yeah,
whatever.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know, okay. But the one that says that in it.
Uptown Funk. So it's Uptown Funk, but it's Alvin and the Chipmunks singing it on a car at a party. And there's people dancing and enjoying it.
All about
like
that.
You do.
And then Alvin starts going, when I say Alvin, you say Alvin or something. I don't know. And then they're all like, Al.
Yeah. I don't think that's how that works, but okay.
Yeah, no, that's not
Alvin.
But
Alvin.
But
Alvin.
Whatever.
Alvin.
He has the crowd saying Alvin when he says something else. And they're like, Alvin. And then all of a sudden, old ass Jason Lee, who's totally over this shit, but he needs the paycheck, comes out. And in between them saying Alvin, he goes, Alvin. And the camera goes down his throat as usual.
Yep.
And then everybody goes, whoa, that wasn't a party, Alvin. That was like a serious Alvin. And then it's like, Alvin and the Chipmunks, road chip. Don't believe it, just watch.
I'm so happy. It does come out the same day as Star Wars.
Oh, no.
Why Get would hyped. They do that?
Like I said,
because
double
they
feature.
They know it'll be sold out, and where else are you going to bring your kids?
What other movie are you going to buy a ticket to and then sneak into Star Wars?
Oh, man.
See, I would say Alvin and the Chipmunks, because, yeah, it comes out the same day as Fallout 4, but everyone's assuming that's people are only buying Fallout 4. I think Call of Duty comes out around the same week as well. I think people are putting way too much expectation on that game.
Wait,
on Fallout?
Which, I mean, I think Fallout's going to be great, but I think people are way, like, over.
You think it's not going to meet expectations on as far as sales?
Maybe
is that what you're saying?
Not probably sales and.
Or you think the hype's out of control?
Yeah. Which
it's Fallout. It's going to be Fallout 3, but pretty and have some extra stuff. That's it. That's what it's going to be. Like I don't know. I don't know if anybody's expecting the second coming or something. But
I don't know.
I don't know. Like people were happy with Skyrim. Then they'll probably be happy with Fallout 4.
Exactly.
I think. Yeah. Assuming it didn't carry over all those Fallout 3 bugs, like if people's games start erasing themselves and system crashing and all that.
I don't know. But I mean, you have a lot more choices when it comes to video games than you do with movies. Like, opening weekend, there's what, 2 movies opening?
Yeah.
And I mean that's a bit different than
can't
games.
I can't wrap my head around Alvin movies making enough money for them to make 3.
I think people's tastes in video games differ much more than people's tastes in movies.
Yeah, well, yeah, and there's a lot more to play, like you said. Yeah. I think, Wait, so the question is Alvin more fucked, or is Fallout more fucked?
Or is Tomb Raider?
Alvin's yeah, definitely Alvin's more really fucked.
That's what I mean, people are going to be like, well, I'm going to wait on Fallout, because I already had Tomb Raider pre-ordered, yada, 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 that kind of thing.
I think Fallout got its release date before Tomb Raider did, though.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, it was, a day before.
I don't know, maybe there's some huge thing on Tomb Raider fans out there.
There are, I know some.
If you don't believe me, just watch.
Are any of you hyped for the Marvel Battlegrounds playset?
No.
The what?
Yes.
Disney Infinity playset.
Ah.
Yes. So I was mistaken. I thought, because this was a huge complaint with Disney Infinity 2.0, that you couldn't use 1.0 playsets. And they're like, oh, well, it's because we made so many tweaks to the engine. You know, they said we upgraded things so much that you can't play the old stuff. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But they've upgraded it. So going forward, you'd assume you can play 2.0 stuff on 3.0. Nope. You put it down, and it's like, yeah, this ain't going to work. But here's all the pieces that you could unlock. So you still unlock all that shit, which is cool. But, I can't play my Spider-Man playset while I'm playing 3.0, which is a shame. Mm. I think that's fucked up. And that also means that all of my Marvel characters don't have a campaign to play through, which is a shame. And so, this thing is basically a Marvel arena. It's like a big brawler for you to play through, and it has its own storyline. But if it's anything like that Raceway thing, the Mario Kart thing, it'll be short, brief, but hopefully of decent quality. So I'm looking forward to it. I want to play as Spider-Man some more. I need more content.
Yeah. No, not enough Spidey.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the questions we got.
Neat.
So, Ryan,
do
a thing.
Well, if you would like to find the things that we do, you can go to GameOverNation.com. You can also find us on YouTube, youtube.com/GameOverNation. You can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/GameOverNation. I screwed up the YouTube. It's Game Zero Over Nation, but you can just search for Game Over Nation, and it'll be there.
The squatter's still there.
Yeah. And then I'm sure he is. Well, it's not. I don't think it's a squatter. I think it's just someone who got it and then never used it.
Squatter,
not bought it.
Squatter,
just got it. Yeah. And then you can find us on Twitter at Game Over Nation. So those are the places that we are. And now, now we are done.
I just want it to be known that the youtube.com/GameOverNation with an O has video in their liked videos, and it is TCMS staff does the Harlem Shake.
You guys remember the Harlem Shake? Harlem Shake? You guys remember that?
Oh boy,
that was cool. We should bring that back. You guys want to make a Harlem Shake video?
You know what we should do? We should recreate old videos that are so out of touch, from old memes. Like, in maybe 3 years, we should do the ACL Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yeah, it's still way too fresh in everyone's mind, so we've got to wait three more years and do that one. But I think
Gangnam Style at some point.
I think the Harlem Shake might be right in the wheelhouse of recreation time.
Maybe during Extra Life, we'll recreate it.
Yeah, and let's do a lot of Cake is a Lie jokes.
Extra Life.
Oh yeah, we're doing Extra
Arrow
Life
to the knee.
Oh, yeah, we are doing Extra Life. Got that page set up. I'll link it in the podcast page.
Yeah,
I've started sending out mails telling people to donate money for kids.
Yeah, I got to do that. I got to get on that.
I was a fan of the Harlem Shake until I took an arrow to the knee.
No, shit.
This podcast is over.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Maybe for good.
Thanks for
this
listening.
This might be the last episode.
This might be the end.
We might have just killed
this
it with that.
This could be. I'm going to go enjoy my $90 of digital Star Wars.
You monster.
We'll catch you guys next week. Goodbye.
Bye.